Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Each spring and fall, I'm anxious to hear any news of whooping cranes in the state. This year is no exception. It seems like each year a few of them are spotted in the state during their migrations. At around 5 feet tall, the whooping crane is the tallest bird in North America. They also sport a white body, red or crimson cap, and an impressive 7-foot wingspan. They're quite a sight in flight with their necks and legs stretched out, and huge wingspan with black wingtips. The black wingtips are only visible during the flight, not when the bird is standing. Whooping cranes were probably never very common, but their populations plummeted to less than a couple dozen by the early 1940s, largely due to unregulated hunting and habitat loss. However, thanks to vigorous recovery management and reintroduction programs, their populations now number around 600 birds. Robert Stewart's Breeding Birds of North Dakota contains several observations of whooping cranes, apparently breeding in North Dakota during the 1800s and early 1900s. Observations include two adults and two young south of Jamestown in August of 1883. They reportedly were common nesters in Nelson County until 1908, and as late as the summer of 1915, four breeding pairs were observed in a meadow near Towner in McHenry County. He cites other observations from Ward County, Rolette County, McLean, Pembina, Walsh, and Cavalier County. Presently, there are two migratory populations in North America. The only naturally occurring and self-sustaining population breeds in the Northwest Territories in Alberta, largely in Wood Buffalo National Park. Winter is spent along the Gulf Coast, mainly in the Aransas National Wildlife Refuge near Corpus Christi. The other one of three introduction programs, summers in Wisconsin and winters in Florida and Louisiana. So our migrants are likely from the northern Canada breeding population. Whooping cranes are monogamous and mate for life. If all goes well for them, they'll produce 1 to 3 young each summer. Hopefully in the future we'll see more of these magnificent birds here in the state. And maybe, just maybe, we'll see them in active breeding populations. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.